grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to show you something. Have your bulletin here. Because I'm going to show you how the readings kind of go together for a particular day. And the readings for the Old Testament from Isaiah chapter 56 and the Gospel lesson from Matthew 15 go together really well. Maybe you didn't catch it, but I want to show you how they go together. Starting with Isaiah chapter 56. Especially starting in verse 6. And the foreigners, stop right there. Foreigners, jump over to the Gospel. Verse 22. And behold, a Canaanite woman. She's a foreigner. Back to the Isaiah. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord. Stop. Go to the Gospel. This foreigner woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." That is a very holy, divine. She knows who she is talking to. And she's praising and ministering to him. We do the very same thing when you hear the words in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That means the exact same thing that she just did there. Now, go to verse 7 in Isaiah chapter 56. These I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. They didn't say where this gospel lesson was taking place, but it's probably just alongside the road. What fits in right here is that little old adage that we always hear and that Jesus uttered, where two or three are gathered, there I am also. So it doesn't matter where you gather, but it does say my house of prayer. Isaiah loves this stuff. Isaiah loves my house of prayer, the Lord's house of prayer. He loves to gather in the church, in the building. And why does he love to gather in the building? Because what is worship in the first place? Worship is God speaking to us and us speaking back to him that which he has said to us. That's worship. So Isaiah loves to worship. And now, what are we doing tonight? We're worshiping. So this woman, this foreigner woman, this Canaanite woman, she's Canaanites and the Jews, they don't get along. She's from a whole different region. These Canaanites, they don't like the Jews, and the Jews don't like them. Yet this foreigner woman comes up to Jesus, praising him, calling him Son of David. And she begs for Jesus to help her. Isaiah says their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. In my sermon on Sunday, I mentioned here that Jesus really acted out of context here in this gospel lesson, didn't he? He really kind of snubbed this woman at first. he really gave her some disappointment. He led her to believe for a brief time that I got nothing to do with you. That's not Jesus. You know, she came and she used the right word. She said, Lord, have mercy, son of David. Yet he says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he snubs her again, and he calls her a foul name. He calls her a dog, and he says, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Verse 8 of Isaiah says, the Lord God who gathers the outcasts of Israel declares, I will gather yet others to him besides those already gathered. Canaanites are outcasts from Israel. And God says he will gather yet others to who? To him, he says. Now you've got to remember, Isaiah was 740 years before the birth of Christ. Who's him that he's talking about? The Messiah. The Messiah is who Isaiah is speaking about. That God is going to gather all people, whether they be foreigners or Jews or anybody from all corners of the earth, he's going to gather and bring them to Jesus. And then it ends with, besides those already gathered. See, I'm preaching to the choir here because you all understand this, don't you? That's why you're here. Now, how is he going to gather others to Jesus besides you here? It doesn't all fall upon Joshua here. It falls upon each of us, Christians. It falls upon each and every one of us has been called by God to bring others to the name and of the knowledge and the benefits and the salvation won for us by Jesus Christ on the cross. Did you see how Jesus did it in the gospel lesson? I don't recommend trying that. In this day and age, with Facebook and texting and telephones and things, and it's going so fast. And it's no different today than it was then. It's just that things are so fast. It's so bam, 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 bam. You know, isn't it right? It happens so fast. You know what happened 3 classes ago because you've heard about it. And before it gets out, you know what's going on because things happen so fast. So you couldn't try what Jesus did here because he purposely drew this woman into disappointment so that she could appreciate the gospel. You got to know the law before you can enjoy the benefits of the gospel. You have to know how bad of a sinner you are. He even called her a dog. But then he says, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. Do you see how Isaiah knew what he was talking about? Isaiah was firm in his faith and listened to God and was able to relate that. Long ago, he was a prophet He was able to tell the people almost 800 years before Christ was born, this is what's going to happen. We know so much about the trial and the passion of Christ. We know so much about it, not from the Gospels. We know about it from Isaiah. What Isaiah prophesied, what God told Isaiah, he wrote. And we've learned so much about what happened to Jesus during his trial, his suffering, the scourging. All that we learned from Isaiah. So who are we that we should listen and read the Word of God? You see, somebody much smarter than I, I'm not a real flunky, but someone much smarter than I put together this lectionary, which is the assignment of certain readings for certain days. And they put these readings together. Now, I could have brought in the epistle. The epistle goes with it too, what Paul wrote, but that would be a bit much. You could be here all night, and you don't want to hear me talk that much. So, but the Old Testament and the gospel lesson, they just go together. They complement one another. That's why it's so important. The readings from the lectern are much more important than what I've got to say. It's the Word of God. And thanks be to God, He's written these things for our edification. Thanks be to God, we've gathered to hear them today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ.